Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? Most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren, brought to you by stgeorgeutahgolf.com. Here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hello again, and welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren as we wrap up our first week of podcasts. And it has been a wonderful week. A lot of information. Darren and I have had some fun. We certainly hope you have too. And today, we've got a great show for you, we think, because we are going to do some more talking about us. Mitch Lawrence in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Darren Bunch out in Bakersfield, California. And Darren, it sounds like a great topic, doesn't it?
It does, because, you know, who likes talking about us more than we do? But, it makes sense. We thought now after a week that maybe people might want to know who the hell we are and why the hell we're doing this, and how we came up with the idea, and that they might want to know a little bit more about us and some other things. So I guess we'll give it a whirl, and, you know, maybe one person will listen to it, or maybe a lot of people will listen to it. You never know.
Oh, I think a lot of people are going to listen to it. And a lot of that has to do with our new home, which is golfnewsnet.com. Ryan Ballingy and his great organization is going to be blasting this out. You can also find us on iTunes podcasts and on TuneIn, and you can interact with us. We really want this to be a part of what Talking Golf Getaways is about. We talk about golf, travel, destinations, lifestyle. We want your suggestions, your input, because after all of us love to play golf and we love to travel. You can find Darren on the social medias at Getaways Golf on Twitter, at Golf Getaways on Instagram. You can find me at Mitch Lawrence, that's Laurance on Twitter and Instagram. And we want you to stay tuned. We hope you'll stay tuned all the way through the podcast. But at the end of the podcast, we're going to get to our sometimes frequent, time-permitting special feature of a mystery question. I don't know what Darren's question is. Darren doesn't know what my question is. And we're going to learn something else as we go, hopefully in a fun way. And we'll be doing that from time to time, to learn a little bit more about the crazy side of our lives. And trust me, there is a ton of crazy. Darren, as we get going, the one thing we do want to do right off the bat is talk about a great golf destination. And we wouldn't be able to do any of this without our sponsors. In this first week, we've been lucky enough to have St. George, Utah, along for the ride. This is a great go-to golf destination in the West. More and more people finding out about it. There's 300 days of sunshine every year. And I'm sure they've either got that or just a ton of sun lamps that they turn on around St. George. They have a ton of picturesque golf courses, really stunning courses that you can choose from, affordable lodging. Darren will get into that shortly. And just a lot of golf travelers, and these are couples, they're multi-foursome buddy trips. They're discovering the beauty of St. George, which is right at the foot of majestic Zion National Park. And Darren, you just came back from there. And we've talked a little about the golf, a little about the extracurricular activities of hiking. But the other parts of this, the lodging and the accommodations, is a big part of what makes St. George special.
Yeah, it's a great place. And I think the thing we wanted to talk about some today is just, it's a very inexpensive place to take a golf trip, whether it's buddies, whether it's couples, whatever it is. The golf is, by most standards of the places that you go for destination golf, it's far more inexpensive. And the accommodations, I mean, you can find high-end accommodations, but when you go to stgeorgeutahgolf.com, you know, they've got simple accommodations, brand-name hotels. Some of them are close to golf courses. Some of them are down in the historic downtown St. George area. And it's just a great place to kind of put together a trip and just go with a lot of friends or couples and have a good time and really get a feeling of a getaway that has also got this cool small town feel about it.
Well, I know you loved it there, and our great friend and partner, Brian Orr, golf photographer extraordinaire,
drink.
Brian has raved about this. He's from there. He lives there, and he's wrapped up in what makes this so special. Darren mentioned you can find them, stgeorgeutahgolf.com. They'll book custom golf packages for you, all shapes, sizes, and budgets. And it truly is. It's a fun, friendly, really affordable destination. Get on it. Start planning your next great golf getaway today. All right, we mentioned we wanted to talk a little bit today about who we are, how the show came about, and that is what we are going to do. I'm going to start it off, Darren, by just giving a quick rundown for people who might not know what your incredible background is, your varied and multi-tiered background. You started out in this particular part of your life at Fairways and Greens, great golf magazine, that started as a West Coast publication and then moved national. You and our friend Vic Williams, you owned and ran that. That then became Golf Getaways, and then the Golf Getaways Digital Network, which is certainly an exciting part of the business. It is owned by Intermountain Golf Travel Packaging Company. You are now the managing editor and co-publisher, along with our good friend and guess what, golf photographer extraordinaire Brian Orr. Drink. And Brian will be a frequent contributor to the podcast as well, and we will be happy to have him anytime he wants to come on.
Well, within reason.
Yeah, well, that's true. Take it with a grain of salt.
Now, on the other hand, you are a longtime actor and a celebrity golfer, host of On the Green Golf TV in Myrtle Beach, which you have made note is the seaside golf capital of the world.
It truly is.
You've done other golf-related endeavors for 20 years. You've been the voice of ESPN Championship Billiards, which is another stick-and-ball game. And we together have a love of all things stick-and-ball games.
That's true.
I'm not sure I like how that sounds.
It sounds incredibly weird. But let's just keep it to golf and billiards right now. We are both lovers of hickory golf. I started that phase of my life about 5 years ago or so and became a hickory-only player. And then you and I got together and you became, I'd say, enamored with hickory golf, but that doesn't come close to what you are with it. Passionate as I am, and I think it's such a special part of not only the friendship that we have, we would have been friends anyway, but I think relative to the game of golf, it's given us a touchstone of something that's really different and unique and brings a whole other aspect to the trips we take and the places we go.
Well, I think it's a shared obsession, definitely. And, you know, every time I'm sitting in my little shop putting new grips on my hickory clubs and something goes wrong, I curse you. Damn you, Mitch, for making me play hickories. But it really has changed the way I look at golf, and I know it had you as well, and that was part of the persuasion to start playing hickories. And now we've played them all over the world. You know, we've gone to Cape Breton Island, we've gone to Scotland. It's just a fun way to play golf, but we're not just here for the hickory players. Obviously we are here for everyone who wants to play the game of golf and have a lot of fun doing it.
Well, I mentioned that that when I met you and we kind of got to the hickory part of it, but the meeting was actually pretty interesting too. When you and I first met.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you want me to tell the story or not, because you kind of big timed me, to be honest. You know, we met at the Golf Hall of Fame out in Florida, and you were hosting an International Network of Golf event, and I met you in an elevator, and at the time I told you, I said I'm a big fan of 90210, and you looked at me and said, "Oh yeah, I get that a lot. Thanks. Nice to meet you." And that was the end of it. Well, I didn't realize that you had a twin brother, and he's actually the one who starred on 90210, and he's actually the one I had met previously at a charity event in Central California many, many years before that. So it wasn't until, you know, I think quite a while later that somebody said to me, "Well, you know, Mitch isn't the one who was on 90210. Now, to your credit, you were on another of my favorite teen dramas, Dawson's Creek, where you played Dawson's gay film school teacher. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And but yeah, you just kind of big timed me, and I don't know what to think of it, and I'm not so sure we should even be friends anyway.
Well, that's fine with me. Goodbye. I'm hanging up. Here's the deal. You got into an elevator. I'm in an enclosed space with the weirdest looking guy. Let's say one of the three weirdest looking guys I've ever seen. I have no idea who you are. You mentioned this thing about 90210, and my perception was there's this crazed stalker in the elevator with me. I could have gone two ways. One was to say it's not me, it's my identical twin brother, which I've done plenty of times before and usually turns into no, you're not. Yes, you are. No, you're not. I take out my driver's license and finally they go, okay. The other option is to do what I did, which is just say, thanks. I get that a lot. Hope that my floor comes up quickly and I can run away from you without any damage. So that's what I chose to do. I copped to it after you mentioned it and after you brought it up. And lo, these many years later, here we are on Talking Golf Getaways. So it has a happy ending.
And I totally understand you mistaking me for a crazy stalker. I get that a lot. I have that type of an appearance. Mm-hmm. But I do have to say, I mean, if I was going to stalk you, it wouldn't be over 90210 or Dawson's Creek. If I had seen your greatest acting work of our time, your starring role on the sci-fi horror classic Singenor, which is available on Amazon.com, I think only in DVD form, then I definitely would have been a stalker at that point, because that is one of my favorite fun shows to watch.
Well, I thank you for that, the greatness that is Singenor, that I have tried to bury ever since I did it, but apparently you want to bring it up again. Let's move on to just how the show came about. You and I had known each other for a while, and we had actually traveled quite a bit through Golf Getaways. I was doing the video hosting, and we were going on these great trips. And we had sort of talked about it in a roundabout kind of way, but then you and I both wound up being on one of our friends, our great friend Mark Carnevale, on Sirius XM, PGA Tour Radio. And out of that, on the Mark Carnevale show, came the idea for Talking Golf Getaways.
Yes, and it was kind of Seinfeldian, I guess, that we got off that episode and we're talking on the phone and we said, hey, this should be a show. We should be talking about golf travel. And it seemed like nobody was really doing it at the time. You and I had done some podcasting. I had been the producer on your Golf Connections show, which was more of an interview show. And certainly we'll do interviews on this as well. But I think the biggest thing was for us, with just all the different places we've been and all the people we talk to just be able to talk golf and golf travel like a couple of guys who are sitting around at the 19th hole talking about the great places they played and the places they want to go.
And, you know, you and I are all about fun. We've mentioned this already, but we'll keep talking about it, because for 95% of the people who play golf, it's about the fun. Yeah, you may go out and shoot a great score, which you'll remember. But as far as golf and travel and destinations, it's about the experience. And that's what we want to stay tuned into. And we want to hear from people about what they think that entails. We're not going to get into a lot of the other stuff, PGA Tour stuff, equipment stuff. There's plenty of that. But literally, we hope you'll recognize that Darren and I only want to talk about golf travel and having fun. Five times a week, we're going to be with you, hopefully about 20 minutes in length for each podcast, so you can listen to it easily and quickly. You can share it, and we can focus on one topic during each podcast and keep it moving.
Well, yeah, but how often we actually adhere to the 20-minute limit is going to be the great question mark of what we do.
You have a minute and a half, and then I'm cutting you off. I'm pulling the plug, pal.
All right. Well, I got to stop laughing, and we got to get moving.
Okay. So what we did want to do is just also explain, kind of, because this is fun, that we had some other name suggestions. You got this rolling on Twitter, on Instagram, and we did get some interesting name choices.
Well, I think the first thing we started to, I mean, obviously you and I are Lynx golfers. We love Scotland. We play Hickories. And we really thought about calling the show 20 Minutes with Two Haggis Bags. And hashtag Two Haggis Bags will be one of our favorite hashtags if people really want to get our attention. And we'll know that you're listening to the show. That'll be kind of our hidden handshake, I guess, secret handshake.
That's going to be the cult aspect of the show.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But when we asked our friends on Instagram, we got some interesting suggestions. We got everything from the fairway to a golf getaway, to fairway dreams and getaway wishes, to fairway to heaven, which was a bit too cliche, from our buddy D's Putts, D DeezPutts on Instagram. And by the way, you should follow that guy. He plays a lot of places and shoots a lot of cool pictures. I think my favorite perhaps was Grip It and Trip It by D. Ryan Parker on Instagram. In the end, though, we decided we'd go with something much simpler. I'm a big fan of Walking Dead and the show that follows it, Talking Dead. And, you know, so we just talking golf getaways. That's what we do. And unless somebody really wows us with an idea to change it, I think that's what we're going to stick with for now.
Okay, sounds good to me. And if we get better suggestions, then we'll share them with you. And who knows, maybe it'll morph into something else. All right, the end of this podcast, and we said we're going to get to mystery questions, time permitting. But since it's our show, time permits. So here we go. Darren?
I think it's important to note that we haven't told each other these questions. Whereas, like when we did our Emergency 9, everybody knows what the Emergency 9 questions are. For us, the thing I want to know is, because of all the acting you've done movies, you've got your ass kicked by Andy Griffith, on Matlock, you've done all kinds of stuff. Who's the star? Who's the biggest star that you've got to hang out with? Even whether it's your time on Saturday Night Live, who's the biggest star that you've come across and got to hang out with and that you were truly wowed by in your career?
Well, you mentioned Saturday Night Live, and though I didn't get to act with him, I wasn't acting at the time, and this is going to be quick, but because every week it was a joke whoever was on the show. But the one that really got to me was Ray Charles, and spending a week watching Ray Charles host Saturday Night Live when he couldn't read scripts, which were changed up until air. He got them in Braille, even the changes, and then he would do it in Braille, and he never made a mistake. And then he would come out and sit down at the piano and you'd go, excuse me, it's Ray Charles. So he was on that side the coolest. But in terms of acting, and I was fortunate, I did get to work with a lot of great people. I'm an older guy. So for me, I'm a big fan of old movies. And I got to do a TV movie and spend about 10 days working with Gregory Peck and Lauren Bacall. And that was a mind-boggling experience for me. Just hanging out, not forget working with them and doing scenes with them, but sitting on the porch, we were shooting at a big old house in Raleigh, North Carolina, and sitting on the porch in the chair, just waiting for them to change lights and do whatever they had to do, and you'd be sitting 5 feet away talking to Lauren Bacall, and she would be telling stories, and one of the great storytellers of all time. Gregory Peck was what you'd expect, very reserved, really nice, elegant kind of guy. And Lauren Bacall was Lauren Bacall. She had cursed like a sailor and just all in with everything she was talking about. And I kept finding myself sitting there looking at her while she was talking, listening to her, but in the back of my mind going, it's Lauren Bacall. I'm sitting here with Lauren Bacall. She was with Humphrey Bogart. She's Lauren Bacall. And I think a big accomplishment for me was to get through the week, 10 days, do what I had to do without just totally melting. Because she was hot stuff, I got to tell you. She was unbelievable.
That is outstanding. I love it. That is so great.
Okay, here's your mystery question. You have traveled all over the place, and you are an incredible foodie. You love food. You love to eat. You have definite specialties that you like, which we'll get into as time goes on in the podcast. I will bring up things like milkshakes and yum-yums. But I want to know, what is the most bizarre thing that you've ever eaten on a golf trip?
I like that you called me a great foodie. I think most people would just call me a great eater. Well, not that's, necessarily a foodie.
That's but, true. That's true. I gave you credit, but, though.
I mean, I've done my share of things. I've eaten octopus. I've eaten some of those types of things. But the thing that I think is kind of the weirdest thing I ever ate is something that was incredibly simple as well. I was at 26, which I mentioned in my Emergency 9, used to be my favorite restaurant. Chef Michael Vaughn there was a master of creativity, and we had this meal, my wife and I, and the chef sat down and ate with us part of the time. And he was just trying new stuff on us and just kept wheeling out more and more food. I mean, by the time we walked out of there, we just could not eat another bite. But he had taken a purple potato and with a syringe filled it with cheese, liquefied cheese, and then essentially turned it into an egg so that when you went through it with your fork, this cheese was like the yolk inside of it that came oozing out like you had just cracked an egg. And it was one of the weirder things that I've ever encountered. It was incredibly delicious, and it was just so simple that I thought to myself, why haven't more people done this? Because this just seems like a really cool appetizer or something like that. So that's probably the thing that just, time permitting here, jumps into my head as being one of the weirder, cooler things I've run across in my food travels.
And here's an amazing connection for you. The great Mel Brooks, on his album, The 2,000-Year-Old Man, was talking about how he knew Jesus. And Carl Reiner asked him, when he was talking about the cross and Jesus coming up with the idea of the cross, that it's two sticks and you run together at high speeds and boom, you've got a cross. And Carl Reiner said, did you know at the time what was about to happen? And Mel Brooks says, no, we didn't know. It was so simple, but it was eloquent. So there you go. There's your food, eloquence and simplicity.
There you go.
Tied to Mel Brooks, which I don't believe has ever been done.
That's right. This show has had everything. It's had Singenor. It's had Mel Brooks. It's had potatoes full of cheese.
And the name of the show is Talking Golf Getaways. That's what's unbelievable.
It has two haggis bags. Really, the only thing we haven't really discussed in this show about us truly is my goatee.
Which we'll get to, because frankly, right now, we can't. We just can't do it. We can't do
it. It is a work of art.
It is a work of art, and perhaps the subject of a future podcast. We'll talk. We'll talk. We hope you've enjoyed it all, though. We certainly have. I hope you can tell that, too. Don't hesitate. Please get in touch with us. Golf travel questions, suggestions, future episodes, places you've played that we may not know about. We'll be sure that we tell you about a lot of the places we've played that you may not have played. The hashtags, Talking Golf Getaways, hashtag Emergency 9, hashtag 2 Haggis Bags, it all comes into play. We'll be back next week. We've got more great shows coming to you, and we hope you'll listen again. We have had a wonderful time. We hope you'll get away and play some golf soon. Here's some Tom Petty for you to make that dream come true. So long.